Scholastic Audio presents ARF, a Bowser and Birdie novel by Spencer Quinn. Read by Jim Frangione. To Gabriella. Chapter 1. I awoke to the smell of bacon. Could the day have gotten off to a better start? Not to my way of thinking, even though I knew right away that this bacon was of the distant kind. Not sizzling in our own kitchen here at 19 Gentilly Lane, but somewhere in the neighborhood. Certain smells, bacon, for example, have the power to pull you toward them. With your tiny nose, compared to mine, that is, this may be news to you. It's not your fault. Don't feel bad. I sprang off the bed, glanced back at Birdie. She was fast asleep, hair all in a tangle, crust in the corners of her eyes, and a bit of drool leaking from the side of her mouth. No one was more beautiful than Birdie. There are times when I can just gaze at her for what seems like forever. This wasn't one of them. I trotted out of our bedroom, bacon pulling me along nose first down the hall. I went by Mama's bedroom, empty until a few days ago. But now Mama was back from some faraway job, and I could hear her breathing, slow and deep. Next came the kitchen and the door to the outside world. Closed, of course. I looked across the breezeway that led to Grammy's part of the house. Also closed. Around then was when I became aware of how faint the daylight was, meaning it was still kind of early. I turned to the window that faced the street and stared at the outdoor world.